What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 202. All right, so today I kind of go into a little bit of the darker side of what I believe is happening. A lot of this that I talk about today is it's something that happened several years ago in a conversation, but I didn't really think too much of it. Maybe at that time I was a little bit naive, or maybe I just didn't want to see some of the things. But yeah, you'll get an idea as to what I'm talking about. Now, again, I want to make sure this episode is not meant to be doom and gloom. It's not meant to say the sky is falling, any of that. It's more to give you context as to why we should be questioning things, why we should maybe just not take all the quote unquote experts at their word. Because I think if you understand maybe how some of these decisions are being made, it will help us all make better decisions for ourselves, and it will help us live a better life, which, as you know, is always going to be the point of this podcast. So hopefully you enjoyed this one. Also, speaking of living a better life, you want to get yourself some meat. You want to make sure that you are nourishing your body with the best protein possible. And of course, that is Crosso Meats. So make sure, go to crossomeats.com, put in your order if you haven't. There's everything there from Alpha Blend, where you can get burger with liver mix into it, hamburger patties, steaks, all the goodies there. Again, go to crossomeats.com. Make sure that you are the strongest and best version of yourself, and that a lot of times will start with what you're eating. So again, crossomeats.com. All right, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. As always, super excited to be able to chat with you all out there. And yes, it is another solo episode. So one of the things that, I keep seeing is how there's so many people who look around at maybe what's happening in the world, or like some of the decisions being made. And what's really hard, I think, for most of us, let's say normal people, okay? Like most of us who are just normal Americans, normal, like any type of person out there, is that we have, we have our circle of friends, let's say we have our family, but the reality is that for most of us, we don't really know anybody who's truly evil. And now just think about that for a second, because there's obviously, I would be willing to bet there are people who you don't like. There are people who you know that are mean, right? There are people who you know that are grouchy, or, you know, very set in their ways. But the reality is that most of us don't know a Jeffrey Dahmer type person, right? Most of us don't know a, Ted Bundy, or like some of these people who have just been truly, truly evil. Whether that's like severe narcissism or, you know, just complete sociopaths. Like, we probably know people who border on the edge of being a sociopath or a narcissist or something like that. But most of us, kind of, again, normal everyday people, we don't know anyone that is just truly evil. Like something that I would say comes directly from like the devil, right? We just don't know those people. Again, it's not to say that we don't know mean people or people that we look at and think that they've made a bunch of dumb decisions, or they've done some really dumb stuff, or maybe they're even intentionally hurtful. But again, we probably don't really know many people, if any, that truly are evil. So why do I start the podcast telling you this? Because as Americans, I feel like one of our best virtues is that we truly are a very, I believe, optimistic like country, right? We want to believe that the best days are in front of us, that our lives are always able to get better. And, you know, that most people are just out there being good people, trying to work hard, trying to get ahead. And that's just kind of what we see for the most part. But then when you see some of the things that happen, let's say from the very top, right? whether that be certain different mandates, restrictions, rules, laws, different types of tax code stuff. You see all of that stuff and it's like, huh, doesn't really make sense to me, but whatever. It's just greedy politicians, right? Or, you know, it's just incompetent politicians or, you know, incompetent organizations or bureaucracies or incompetent, you know, leadership at some of these companies. You know, why is it that these corporations keep doing this crazy woke stuff that they know no one believes in, right? Why is it that, you know, there's something called the World Economic Forum that is trying to pass stuff that is not good for us as people? Like, why is that? Well, you know, and I think most of us justify it by saying, well, they're in it for the money. They're in it for the power, for the greed, whatever it may be. And very rarely do very many of us, or at least from my experience, acknowledge that, well, actually, maybe these are just truly evil people. Yes, they're in it for greed. Yes, they're in it for power. Yes, they're in it for control. Yes, they're in it for these things. But we also may be looking at people making a lot of decisions who just truly are evil people. They're morally bankrupt. I mean, I could tell you stories, but I wouldn't want to jeopardize confidential stuff. You know, how many people are actually blackmailed at a high level and they really don't believe in the things that they're telling you or the policies that they're passing, but they are so blackmailed that they basically just, they're controlled, right? They're controlled. There's no other way to put it. So again, I'm not going to get into how I know, why I know, but let's just say I've heard some pretty good stories around some of that from some pretty credible people. But anyways, you also have to look at, you do have the lower level people. And when I say lower level people, in my opinion, those are the politicians. Those are the people who have the face that we see. But the real people are above that. They're people with big money that you've probably never heard of. They're people with lots of power that you've never heard of, that most of us have never heard of. And they're pushing these policies. So again, why is it though that they're pushing these policies? So I have a quick story that I want to share, and then I'll kind of get into why I'm bringing all of this up. So it was several years ago, probably, I don't know, 8-9 years ago, maybe not even that long ago, 6-7 years ago, somewhere in there. I had the opportunity, excuse me, to have dinner with the wealthiest guy that I've ever met, right? That I've ever actually sat down with, had conversations with, had dinner with, all of that type of stuff. Very, very, very wealthy man. And we started talking. We're on the drive back, and I was driving him, and somehow, some way, we got up on the conversation of like just people and population and everything else. And he said something that at that time I really didn't it didn't really strike me as that odd, because this is going back to where I was maybe more naive, if you want to call it that, or maybe I just wasn't paying attention or whatever, right? But a very, very wealthy person. And I would actually tell you that I feel like this guy is a good guy. Like, he's a good person. I would consider him to be a friend of mine at this point. But he said something that I feel like does, in a way, at least, it does, in a way, at least, kind of give you an insight into into the way that some of these people potentially look at us, you know, normal folks, right? Us normal people who are out here. And he said, when we kind of got on this population, you know, conversation or topic, he said, you know, well, what if people are just cancer? I was like, what do you mean? He said, well, think about it. What does cancer do? You know, cancer comes into your body, it mutates, it grows, it takes everything over. And eventually, you know, it takes over to the point to where it destroys you. That's what cancer does. It just comes in, it multiplies, it metastasizes, you know, it just continues growing and growing and growing and just absorbing more and more of your body and taking over more of your body and essentially pillaging the insides of your body until you no longer can live. Okay. You know, I'm sitting there thinking like, okay, yeah, I kind of know how cancer works, you know? And he's like, well, what if humans are the same way? Only it's the same way when it comes to Earth and our planet, right? Like think about it. There just continues to be more and more people. And the more and more people they are, the more and more resources that they take. And the more and more resources that they take, the more it destroys the land, it destroys the atmosphere, it destroys the environment. So, I mean, couldn't the argument be made that people are essentially a cancer? They're a virus, whatever, however you want to put it, but they're a cancer on Earth, or they're a virus on Earth, just like viruses come in, they spread, right? So couldn't you make the same argument that essentially the human race is a cancer on the Earth? And I was just like, huh. And honestly, for a second, I was kind of like, well, I mean, in a way, like I get how you could make that comparison. You know, if you see people, you know, chopping down more trees to build more buildings, right? Build more strip malls. We're raping farmland. Like, there probably is, at least to some degree, and I would never compare humans to cancer, but there is something that I think a lot of us will see, you know, maybe that farm field that we knew growing up that now is a strip mall. And we're like, that's kind of a bummer, right? Like, people are just moving in, you know, especially here in Idaho, right? Like, after all the COVID nonsense started, people started flooding all of these tyrannical states and they started coming here to Idaho, which is fine. But then you start seeing like, oh, you know, like when we lived down in the Boise area, everywhere around us was farm ground. And now everywhere around our house that we used to live in is now houses, subdivisions, strip malls, you know, restaurants. There's now like big Costco's and another big Winco Foods and like all this stuff right around where we used to live. And you do, you look at it and you're like, that's kind of a bummer. You know, people have just kind of come in and now there's less farm ground and there's less, you know, rural areas and just more traffic and more congested and I can't wait to get out of there, right? So it is, again, it's like, I kind of see the point to it. But now where does this all come in? Because if one of the wealthiest people that I've ever met is saying, and I don't know that he was agreeing with this, but my guess is he's probably had those types of conversations in very wealthy circles. That was kind of like, it almost wasn't like, I don't know if he came up with it right then and there. It's probably something he talked about with somebody before. And so then you start thinking about this. Okay, the guy that I know who is the wealthiest person that I know wouldn't even be, I mean, he would be a rounding error for the people who actually, you know, like his wealth would be like a rounding error in their wealth. So if even he has maybe this slight, like, you know, maybe we are a cancer on earth. Maybe we are just kind of destroying everything around us. Well, what do you think the people at the very top who have all the money, all the power, all the control, what do you think they look at people like you and me and think? Do you think they look at people like you and me and think, oh, every human is, you know, a delicate life and every human is, you know, created by God and everyone here has a purpose? Or do they look at us as like, these peasants continue raping and pillaging my environment? They're destroying us. We have to feed them. We have to worry about them. We have to worry about these crazies going and shooting places up. You know, we have to worry about whether or not they have a job and whether or not, you know, they're going to, you know, live to be 100 years old. And we have to let them, you know, essentially bankrupt our systems that we've created. I mean, really, guys, like if you think about it from the very, very top level, if you had all the money, the power, you had the ability to make decisions, maybe the fact is that they do hate us at the very top. I mean, that at least has to be a consideration. So again, why am I bringing this up? Because number one, I think it makes it make more sense as to why some of these things that we're seeing over the past few years are happening. Because if you start looking at it, like, you know, these people hate us. They hate, you know, the fact that we're sharing their air. They hate the fact that we have to eat. And so maybe they push bugs on us. Maybe they tell us to eat all this crappy food. Maybe they're pumping a bunch of nonsense and fillers into our foods that we don't need. But hey, the peasants have to eat, right? Just like in the old days, you'd go out and you'd throw some bread to the peasants and everyone would just go along with their merry way. But I know because of us and the way that we grow up and we do have relative freedom, right? I wouldn't say we have true freedom, but we do have relative freedom, right? Like we have freedom of movement. We, you know, we can have the freedom to build the best life that we can, but there are, so we all have to understand that there are kind of some restrictions within that, right? Like you don't have freedom to go shoot a deer on your own land that you pay taxes for and that you buy with your own money. And you know, that's money that you'd already been taxed on that you're paying to buy your land. And the money that you've already been taxed on is also the money that you're paying taxes on your land and for your house and taxes on all the, you know, lumber and everything else that I have to go buy to fix our corrupt, you know, all this type of stuff, right? So we've been taxed to the hilt, whatever, we know that. There's a reason why that new Richmond, North of Richmond song has gained a lot of ground is because people are starting to wake up to this. But now, the reason why I think it's important, because I don't mean this to be an episode to where I just sit here and bitch about stuff for 20 minutes. I feel like, though, it's very important for us to understand the context of how the system is almost structured in a way to where if you know that, hey, at the very, very top, at the most powerful levels, and I'm not just talking our country, but like when it comes to like world and you know, some of the policies that are put in there, if we do start understanding that there could potentially be people at the very top that hate us, then it allows us to take a step back and say, okay, everything that is pushed toward us, is that good for us or is that bad for us? Because I think that what we've been conditioned to do, because we come from a place of being good-hearted, normal people, is that we look at something like maybe a vaccine and we say, you know what? These people only have our best interests in mind. Maybe that vaccine didn't work as well as it could have. You know, maybe there are more adverse side effects than what they said. But you know what? It's good-hearted people who are just trying to help people through this pandemic that created it. And I think that we can justify a lot of what happened by having that, in my opinion, naive mindset, right? But if you look at it and you say, okay, a lot of the people pulling the triggers up there at the very top, they really don't like us. They look at us as being expendable. It's okay if they maybe try some trials on us peasants to see if it works or not. And if it does, great. And if it doesn't, then who cares? It's just a bunch of peasants died and doesn't really, doesn't affect my daily life, right? And so now all of a sudden you might be able to take a step back and say, okay, is this really good for me? Is maybe the nutritional advice that I'm getting from some of these people, is it actually good for me? Are some of the medications, some of the drugs, some of the things that are being pushed on me at a day in and day out basis, are they actually good for me? Maybe what I would hope we could conclude from this is that at least do your own research. That's really all that I would ask, because I do believe that the days of just blindly trusting the quote unquote experts about everything, those days have to be over. Because if you look back over the past few years, the quote unquote experts have been wrong about literally everything. They were wrong about masks working. They were wrong about the effectiveness of vaccines. They were wrong about social distancing and the effects that that would have. They were wrong about, even go into like the political side, right? There was 51 or whatever experts that came out and said the Hunter Biden laptop was different disinformation. They were wrong about that. They were wrong about the Russian collusion stuff with Trump. They've literally, all the quote unquote experts have been wrong about everything. Yet, we still have a huge portion of our country who listens to everything they tell us to do. And it is absolutely mind-boggling to me. But again, I know why. I know people who listen to everything, and I know why they do it. Because a lot of them grew up in a time to where you could, for the most part, trust the experts. The experts were there informing you, helping you. Now, I want you to understand, I'm not saying that all these doctors are evil and that they have their, this is some mass conspiracy with doctors and all this stuff. But what you have to understand is that a lot of times now, certain things are approved and certain things aren't. So if you are a doctor, like we had one locally who was prescribing other things when people had COVID, and I don't know whatever happened to him, but I know he was he was threatened at least, and he actually lose his medical license. So you have to understand that doctors have to stay within these two lines right here, because as soon as they start prescribing other stuff, they'll look at these doctors, they'll say they're dangerous, they're not treating their patients with quote unquote known therapies, and they'll actually remove them from their practice. Maybe even sue them, maybe even make them lose everything. So this isn't some wide conspiracy. This is, hey, here's your guidelines. Here are the lanes that you stay in, doctors. And if you go outside of them, you'll be punished. Happened time and time again during the pandemic, right? When it comes to the climate stuff, here's the science, guys. This is coming from the top, right? So telling all the scientists, here's our line right here. Here's the lines you stay in. If you go outside of it, you'll lose funding. You'll lose your potential cush job at the university. This is the accepted science. So we stay within these lines. And so now all of a sudden, all this stuff starts coming together to make sense as to how is it that we could have the things happen the way that they have in the past couple of years? Well, there you go. A lot of times it's people just doing their job saying, hey, I'm a doctor. I've got a mortgage. I've got a family. I've got kids in private school. I can't afford to go against this. I'll get fired. I'll lose my license. What am I going to do? Go be a, clerk down at the grocery store? Okay, I'll go along with it. It's settled science, right? And so now all of a sudden what you have happen is that you have this disinformation potentially, right? This is all theoretical, just throwing it out there, that comes from the very top that you really can't question. You can't challenge it. If you do, you saw some of the people who did that and you saw what happened to them. And so I want to wrap it up by saying this. Number one, if you understand that there could potentially be people at the very top with a lot of power that look at us like we're essentially a cancer on this earth, and then if you can just, again, theoretically accept that one thing, then it can change everything else around you, because now you can start saying, okay, if they're telling me to eat these foods, if they're telling me the food pyramid looks like this, is that real? Do I actually feel good when I eat the way these people tell me? If they're telling me to take this medication, is it actually helping with the things that I'm going through? Is it maybe creating more problems? Again, I'm not a doctor. I can't prescribe you medications, and I'm not saying you should get off them if you need them. But I do think that we should always be questioning all of this stuff. If they're telling us that, you know, certain things are good for us and other things are bad for us, like maybe it's worth just doing a little bit more investigating around those topics to see if they actually truly have your best interest in mind. Because I would contend, I would argue that most of the things that we are told now, they're there to make us sicker, weaker, fatter, more depressed, more just apathetic, right? They're not the things that we're being taught, the things that we're being indoctrinated with, the things that we're fighting over. So many of those things are not making us better people, right? I mean, I don't know how any sane person can say, hey, let's take a 5-year-old child and let's confuse them about their gender. How does that help us? But yet we can justify it with science and, you know, gender dysphoria and, you know, we've got to be able to affirm gender, like all that stuff. We all know it's crazy. Everyone knows it's crazy. Even the people who support it know it's crazy. But hey, it might be backed by science. It might be backed by some professor who said, you know, we did a study and if we don't tell them that, then they're going to kill themselves, right? Guys, we have to understand that not everything being pushed is in our best interest. In fact, I would argue that most of the stuff being pushed is 100% not in our best interest. And that comes down to everything. It comes down to the way that we glorify, you know, like just going out there and screwing everybody, right? And I'm not trying to be a hypocrite. Like I remember having lots of girlfriends before I got married, but at the same time, I also know how much happier I am married than I was when I was out dating a bunch of different girls, right? Like all of these things that continue getting pushed at us. It's like everything they tell us to do is the exact opposite of what we should do, right? Like the more they empower us as single parents or they empower us as just single people who don't need kids, right? Like the more that they do that, the less happier we become, the less fulfilled we become, the sicker we become, the more depressed we become. And so it's almost like literally everything that they, quote unquote, they, the experts are telling us, it's almost like we probably want to start looking at the exact opposite and work our way back from there. So now that you know that there is at least a potential that these people do hate us, which I believe that they do, now you can start questioning everything and you can understand why it is that what they're telling us could be actually really, really bad for us. And then by doing the research, diving into some of this stuff, you can actually live a way, way, way better life than if you're just going along to get along. And also, I would encourage you to speak up about this stuff. If you do find stuff that maybe the experts are saying and you know it to be 100% false, it is okay to stand up and state your case. It is okay to let other people know, because slowly but surely, if we can wake people up as to how this all works, why it all comes together, if we can do our part individually to wake people up at least to the idea that there are people who don't have our best interests in mind, then maybe we can slowly start to see the change and the stuff that we've gone through in the past 3 years will never ever happen again. But if we don't, we bury our head in the sand, we go along, we trust all the experts about everything. Guys, this is just the beginning. I mean, the last 3 years will look like an exercise in the most free society we've ever seen compared to what will be coming if we don't take control of it right now. So, all right, everybody. Hope you enjoyed this one. Hopefully, I didn't mean this to be all doom and gloom. I wanted this to give you some context as to what I see. Maybe you see it differently. If you do, let me know. Shoot me an Instagram message or, you know, email, whatever. Let me know if you think I'm just way off base, but guys, I don't think I am here. All right, everybody, have an awesome day. Have an awesome week. Talk to y'all soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.